I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Early voting started today in Montana for the midterm elections. Voters on Montana's Indian Reservation say the satellite election offices that are opening across the state will make it easier for them to exercise their right to vote. The satellite offices on Montana's Indian reservations were the result of a skirmish, first with local election officials in Bighorn County, and eventually it spread and wound up in federal court. The lawsuit basically said reservation residents face greater hardships than others when it comes to voter registration and voting, in part because of the long travel distances they face. Mark Wandering Medicine of Burney was a lead plaintiff.
I'm from the smallest and isolated community on Northern Cheyenne Reservation. We don't even have no store or nothing. And we had to travel all the way to Forsyth.
For him, that was nearly 90 miles away.
And I know that most of my village people that were there, they have a hard time with transportation. And a lot of times they didn't get to vote.
Wandering Medicine says that's why giving Montanans that time, 30 days in advance of Election Day, to cast their ballot is so important. He says that way, if there's inclement weather, transportation issues, or other economic issues, Native American voters have some flexibility to get to that satellite election office on the reservation instead of having to travel all the way to the county seat. The satellite offices are the result of a settlement reached in 2014 with then-Montana Secretary of State Linda McCullough. She ordered counties to provide those locations to ensure compliance with the Federal Voting Rights Act and ensure Native Americans can effectively participate in the electoral process. But it's still a point of wrangling with local election officials, says Andy Work Jr., president of the Fort Belknap Tribes. He says there are still disagreements over which days and for what hours those satellite offices will be open. Still, Work says it's a fight worth fighting.
And what I see in Fort Belknap, I mean, I'd like to say I see it throughout the country, but even what I see in Fort Belknap, it's an age of empowerment for Indian people. And, you know, you see change. That's what I see.
Work says his community will celebrate today's start of early voting with a kickoff at Fort Belknap Agency's satellite office.
You know, and so Indian people need to vote because, you know, their vote counts. This is a very crucial election, and we're going to make sure we do our part up there in Fort Belknap to take advantage of the efforts and the work of Mark and the other plaintiffs that were involved in this.
Some of the plaintiffs and others celebrated their victory last night in Billings at the invitation of Indian People's Action. State Representative Sharon Stewart-Paragoy of Crow Agency says it's been an uphill battle. Still, she says, it's an issue to be taken seriously.
Indian vote is to be reckoned with.
Many of the congressional candidates court the Native American vote, knowing it could be a factor in the outcome. Politico reported back in 2006 that the Native vote was considered key to then-Democratic challenger John Tester, who successfully unseated Republican incumbent U.S. Senator Conrad Burns. Stewart-Paragoy says the Native vote could be a factor again in this year's election.
We are a block vote. We are a swing vote, and that we need to take that seriously. We need to understand that. We need to educate our young people that in order to affect change, we have to make that change ourselves.
She says there are many issues facing the reservations, and the way to affect change is to vote. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.